Welcome to Rings of Power Reactions. I'm Aaron, your host and fellow Middle-earth wanderer. Here you'll find reviews, reactions, and deep dives into the lore behind Amazon Prime's Rings of Power. To go deeper, come wander with me on my main podcast, Lore of the Rings. Visit ringspodcast.com or find Lore of the Rings on your favorite podcast player. Now, let's wander Rings of Power. Every holiday season, we gather around the stories that matter, stories that endure. And what better way to carry those stories with you than with a ring inspired by Tolkien's Legendarium? Manly Bands has created the official Lord of the Rings collection, each piece designed with the care and detail you'd expect from a world that has shaped our imaginations for generations. I wear the Aragorn ring. It reminds me daily of strength, hope, and timeless courage. To find your exclusive discount code for 25% off your Manly Band, visit ringspodcast.com and tap the gold bar at the top. This holiday, give something that lasts longer than a season. That's ringspodcast.com and tap the gold bar. One of the things my parents keep saying about Rings of Power is, I just need to go back and read the books. And honestly, I get it. In fact, it was my dad's old, battered first edition copy of The Silmarillion that first introduced me to the rich, expansive lore of Middle-earth years ago. But when it comes to the Second Age, the era covered in Rings of Power, finding the source material isn't as easy as picking up a single book. It's not that the lore itself is overly complex, it's just that the story of the Second Age is scattered across several different texts. This era is absolutely pivotal to the history of Middle-earth, yet it's also one of the least fleshed-out periods in Tolkien's writings. So today, if you're like my parents and thinking, I need to read the books, I'm going to walk you through the best sources to dive into after watching Rings of Power. I'm Aaron, your guide to wandering Middle-earth and host of the Lore of the Rings podcast. If you're new here, welcome! Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss new episodes, and if you like this episode, tap that share button and send it to someone who really needs to read the books. And big thank you to this episode's executive producer, The Old One. If you would like to support the Lore of the Rings podcast and have your name shouted out in every episode, then visit ringspodcast.com/support and sign up for the Dwarf or Elf membership levels. Now, let's wander into the Second Age. The order I will follow will be easiest and quickest for you to read, and more complicated but comprehensive as we go on. Oh, and by the way, if you would like to purchase any of these resources, I highly recommend it. And I sent out links in a summary email for this episode for everyone on the Lore of the Rings newsletter list. Just another reason to head over to ringspodcast.com and join the newsletter so you can get convenient perks like that. But just in case, you can find links in the show notes or at ringspodcast.com/181. We start with Appendix B to The Lord of the Rings, called The Tale of Years, specifically the portions about the Second Age. This is by far the shortest and quickest read if you want to understand the events of the Second Age in Middle-earth. The introduction gives a brief, Wikipedia-style summary of the Second Age. It's a straightforward, condensed entry that highlights the major events and figures. Most of this section, though, is made up of a chronological list of key years and events. Each year includes a brief description of major happenings across Middle-earth. For example, in the year 1000, Sauron begins building Barad-dûr in Mordor. Jump ahead to 1697, and you'll see that Eregion is laid waste, a moment you'll recognize from Rings of Power Season 2. Because this section is so tightly packed with information, it's a fast but dense read, perfect if you want a broad overview without diving into deeper lore. After that, go to Appendix A to The Lord of the Rings, specifically the section titled The Númenórean Kings. This part of Appendix A not only touches on the First Age briefly to provide context, but quickly transitions into covering the key events of the Second Age from the perspective of the mortal men of Númenor. Númenor, the mighty island kingdom, plays a central role in the Second Age, and this section provides a narrative focused on its rise and fall. It's a more human-centric viewpoint compared to the other sources, dealing with politics, culture, and the ultimate downfall of Númenor, a storyline that heavily influences the events in Rings of Power. Like Appendix B, this is a relatively quick read, offering an overview of the major Second Age events, including the forging of the Rings of Power and the downfall of Númenor, spoiler alert, which are depicted in the show. From this, you'll get a solid sense of what Rings of Power series is drawing from. Now, that leaves the two short reads, but this next source is already likely sitting on your bookshelf. Two chapters in Fellowship of the Ring actually provide a good overview of the relevant details of the Second Age. In the chapter called The Shadow of the Past, Gandalf gives Frodo the history of the One Ring, which is invariably intertwined with the history of the Second Age. This account is really good because you'll see how the events of the Second Age, especially the making of the rings, connect back to Frodo's adventure in the War of the Ring. The next chapter is a bit more long-winded. In fact, it's the longest chapter in all of The Lord of the Rings. It's the chapter called The Council of Elrond. There's a lot of history packed into this chapter, and a lot of characters sharing news and tales from other corners of Middle-earth, so you'll have to sift through all of that to get to the Second Age stuff, but a lot of it is told by Gandalf through the eyes of Elrond, who actually lived during the Second Age. You remember that line from the movie, right? I was there, Gandalf. I was there 3,000 years ago. So you get the two greatest lore masters of Middle-earth sharing the history of the Second Age, but as I said, you'll have to sift through tales of the dwarves and betraying wizards to find it. Okay, that leaves the quickest and easiest reads behind. That also leaves behind the sources that Amazon Prime actually has the legal rights to draw from for their show. But we wander farther on the Lord of the Rings podcast, so from this point on, the following sources will require some time and commitment, but I promise you, the reward is well worth it. The next source I recommend is Tolkien's The Silmarillion. The manuscript for this book was written by Tolkien with stories that had their beginnings decades before he wrote The Hobbit. Tolkien even attempted to have it published after the success of The Hobbit, and before he even wrote The Lord of the Rings, but was unsuccessful in that endeavor. However, Tolkien's son Christopher compiled his father's manuscript and notes, and The Silmarillion was published after J.R.R.'s death. While the vast majority of The Silmarillion deals with the creation and the First Age of Middle-earth, you can find two sections that provide the actual narrative for the Second Age. These two sections are called Akalabeif, and Of the Rings of Power and the Third Age. While understandably printed in that order, for purposes of understanding the Second Age, I actually recommend reading them in inverse order. So start with Of the Rings of Power and the Third Age. This story deals more with the opening events of the Second Age, and, as the title would suggest, the forging of the Rings of Power by Celebrimbor and Annatar in Eregion. Now this tale goes further, diving into the Third Age, so after you read the first pages or so, call back to the former tale called Akalabeif. And don't worry if that seems confusing, the narrative actually points to the other tale. Just watch for this line, quote, "Yet there came at length a stay in the onslaught of Sauron upon the Westlands, for, as told in the Akalabeif, he was challenged by the might of Numenor." So once you see that line, then turn back a few pages and read Akalabeif. So what is Akalabeif? The subtitle for this tale gives it all away, The Downfall of Numenor. This tale starts with Eärendil, father of Elrond and Elros, Elros being the first king of Numenor. It is by far the best narrative tale for Numenor, going from the rise of paradise for mortal men to its eventual downfall at the hands of Sauron the Deceiver. If you thought that Annatar was a master manipulator after watching him trick Celebrimbor for a few episodes, just wait until you see what Sauron can do with prideful mortal man when he has years to work with. For an overview on these tales, check out episodes 34 and 40 of Lord of the Rings. Now, I must warn you, because the question of what is canon is really difficult when it comes to Tolkien, and this next resource is one of the main reasons why. I present to you The Unfinished Tales of Numenor and Middle-earth, lovingly referred to in shorthand as just Unfinished Tales. This book is a collection of manuscripts written by Tolkien, but were, unfortunately for us, never completed for publication. And while it's amazing to dive deeper into the history of Middle-earth, you will have to accept some contradictory tales. Galadriel and Celeborn, for instance, have two different sets of events during the Second Age, and you'll just have to be comfortable with discrepancies like that. But if you want detailed and beautiful tales of what happened in the Second Age, you will not be disappointed. For our wanderings today, the entire second part of this book gives the tale of the Second Age, and gives specific call-out to four tales. The first is a description of the island of Numenor. While that might seem dry, you must remember that Tolkien often wandered himself while writing, so while describing the geography of the island, he provided several other gems, such as the particular modes of worship and religion in Numenor. Some great things there. Next is Aldarion and Erendis, the mariner's wife. This tale is a masterpiece in tragedy as it follows the courtship and marriage of the Prince of Numenor, and yet he is torn with a calling to sail the sea and explore the coasts of Middle-earth. It's a beautiful tale, and certainly a warning of how to not have a good marriage, but also shows in details the inner workings of Numenor, how they rose to be the major seafaring power that they became, how the Numenoreans were introduced to the peoples of Middle-earth, and most interesting, their connections with the elves like King Gil-galad and their struggles against Sauron after the forging of the Rings of Power. A great tale, and one that we need to explore more deeply on the show, but that is not this day. The third piece is called The Line of Elros, Kings of Numenor. This reads like a history textbook following the royal line of Numenor. It's interesting if you like that sort of thing. The last Second Age tale in Unfinished Tales deals with Celeborn and Galadriel, and includes writings that Tolkien was wrestling with even in the final month of his life. It gives a really detailed look at this elven power couple, both individually and as a unit, and their journey to becoming the Lord and Lady of Lothlorien through the events of the Second Age. And before you ask, there is absolutely zero kissing between Elrond and Galadriel. Okay, so far, all the sources I've given you were either published by J.R.R. Tolkien, or written by his hand and later published by his son Christopher. But I have two more resources for you that I find absolutely invaluable to understanding the Second Age of Middle-earth. One that I've mentioned several times before on this show, and one that I wager is entirely new to you. We'll get to that right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back. Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the First Age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. If you have listened to this show for a while, then you know how fond I am of Karen Wynne Fonstad's Atlas of Middle-earth. This book is brimming with painstakingly researched and beautifully illustrated maps for nearly every place in Middle-earth, even Beorn's Halls from The Hobbit. In the Atlas, you'll find more than half a dozen maps and accompanying descriptions of the major events of the Second Age, such as the voyages of the Numenoreans, and even the travels of some characters that will sound familiar from Rings of Power, Ar-Pharazôn, Elendil, Gil-galad, and of course, Sauron. What you won't find are any settlements or migrations of Harfoots or Stores. I really cannot speak more highly of this book. The first time I encountered it was on the bottom bookshelf of my university campus bookstore. I was so enamored with maps and descriptions that I totally missed class. I even changed my walking routes between classes that semester so I could sneak through the bookstore and catch a few maps of Middle-earth between classes. Ah, good times. Well, in the past few minutes, we have looked at five different Tolkien publications in order to go back and read the books about the Second Age of Middle-earth. Are you lost yet? Do you feel confused? And I haven't even pointed to the 12-volume set of the History of Middle-earth sitting right over here behind my shoulder if you're watching on YouTube. I hope at least you have some appreciation for the showrunner's decision to set Amazon's show during the Second Age of Middle-earth. There's amazing and critical tales to be told, but not all of them have the details and cohesion that J.R.R. Tolkien gave us in other tales. But if you feel a little bewildered by all the sources I've mentioned, I have a solution for you. Published in 2022, edited by Tolkien scholar Brian Sibley, and illustrated by the legendary Alan Lee, who worked with Peter Jackson in the Lord of the Rings films, I present to you the book called The Fall of Numenor and Other Tales from the Second Age of Middle-earth. This book attempts to solve the problem of various and sundry sources of the Second Age of Middle-earth by compiling them all together in one volume. To quote from the dust jacket of this book, quote, "Adhering to the timeline of the Tale of Years and the appendices of the Lord of the Rings," you should know what that is by now, I mentioned it before, editor Brian Sibley has assembled into one comprehensive volume a new chronicle of the Second Age of Middle-earth, told in the words of J.R.R. Tolkien from various published texts, with new illustrations in watercolor and pencil by the doyen of Tolkien art, Alan Lee. I just looked up what doyen means. That means the most respected person in a particular field. So there you go. The Fall of Numenor, by its own claim, draws on all sources I mentioned in this episode, and then some more just to paint a comprehensive picture of the Second Age. And with all the original illustrations by Alan Lee, this is a beautiful book. I particularly love the illustration titled The Forging of the Rings on page 122, with a solemn and subtle Anatar/Sauron watching the forging from the background. As you can tell from the recurring mentions in this episode, the Second Age deals with two major tales: the forging of the Rings of Power and the rise and fall of Numenor. The second age reveals to us how Sauron became the Lord of the Rings, and shares the origins of Sauron's chief rival, Elendil, faithful of Numenor, and his descendant, Aragorn the Dúnedain. Let's finish with a quick glance back at the first page of The Fall of Numenor, even before the title page. There we find a reprint of three paragraphs from a chapter I referenced earlier, The Council of Elrond, and gives a perfect introduction to this book. Quote, "Then all listened while Elrond in his clear voice spoke of Sauron and the Rings of Power, and their forging in the second age of the world long ago. Of Numenor he spoke, its glory and its fall, and the return of the kings of men to Middle-earth, out of the deeps of the sea, borne upon the wings of storm. What I would give to be able to sit and listen to Elrond share those tales. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today." My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost. Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide.